It doesn't go just part way across the bed, it goes...
All the way.
Okay. Say if you were having company and you wanted to fix up a place on the floor for some children to sleep, you'd say you'd fix them
up. Well, you'd have to put a pallet down for them to sleep on.
What would that consist of? Usually.
Oh, we used to make those, and it would just be several quilts, I think. Blankets, so forth.
Right, okay. I'm going to ask you a few things that have to do with the land. Say, this adjective, if a farmer expects a big crop, he might say, well, we ought to do pretty well from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Okay. Or another one, word for rich, means about the same thing. It's very...
wouldn't say fertile, but
well,
my daddy would have said rich.
Rich land.
But it would be because it was fertile, yeah.
Was there land around here that was kind of low-lying land that might have had water on it at one time but was later plowed and used for planting? Usually considered pretty good land.
Oh, I'm sure that there would be.
Have you ever heard people talk about having good bottom land?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would they use that term, or would they say something like that?
I don't know. I guess they'd just say they had good bottom land.
Bottom land.
Yeah, I don't know what they'd plant there, but...
But that was considered good land?
I guess it would be good for some things, but I don't know what.
Okay. Well, what about land that's not good for much of anything because it's got water standing on it all the time and bushes and trees growing out of it?
It's a swamp.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You have those around here?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of that around.
Okay. What would people call land that's not good for anything much except growing hay on or grass or something like that? What would you call a piece of land like that?
I don't know.
No particular term? Well, do people around, do you ever hear people around here commonly use the word meadow or something like that?
Meadow?
Yes,
no. It might be used, but I haven't heard it.
Okay. Would you happen, we're not on the water or anything around here, but would you happen to know of a term for a place along the ocean or along the sea where you might have a lot of growth, grass growing out or something like that?
An island?
Okay.
No?
Do you ever hear people around here use the term marsh for any particular kind of land?
Yes, I guess I do. Marshy land.
Marshy land.
Marshy, yeah.
Right. Be something like... Would marshy be swampy?
Well, I guess so, but I think of marshy as having grasses growing in it, whereas a swamp you have trees and that type of thing.
I see. Okay. Talking about the land, did your father or grandfather have names for different types of soil? Not anything technical, but, you know, just depending on whether it was good soil or bad soil. Good for growing things.
I don't recall.
Something like good gumbo or buckshot or loam, something like that.
I don't remember that they did.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if your father had a piece of land with some water on it and he wanted to put that land to cultivation, you would say he was doing what to it to get the water off of it?
I guess he had to drain it.
Drain it? All right. What about the thing that he would dig to take the water off? You'd call that a...
I don't know.
Okay, a ditch, canal, or something like that?
Oh, I guess it would have been a ditch. I thought you meant the implement he would have had. Ditch. He would have dug a ditch, I guess, to drain it. Yeah.
What would you call a bit of fresh water flowing along around here? You would say that was a...
You mean like a river? You don't...
Sure.
Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Lake? The lakes? Flow? You said flow, didn't you? Stream?
Right.